Agnes Parsons Diary, Wednesday, July 31st, Dublin, New Hampshire. Some of the believers who are here assembled early in the afternoon in the dining room, and by 5:15, when many people had arrived to hear him, Abdu'l-Bahá came to the drawing room, sat again as on Monday in the bay window, and with Dr. Farid standing near, while translating, a beautiful address was given. After the address, he left the room to rejoin the believers, who had returned to the dining room. But as the people in the drawing room were hoping to see him again, I asked if he would shake hands with them, and he most kindly did so, and then went back to the others. I ordered the carriage, hoping he would enjoy a ride, but he preferred to walk in what we call the birdcage, saying that he liked that, with a beautiful view, better than driving. I asked Mirza Mahmood particularly to drive, and two others went, Mirza Valiullah Khan, Dr. Farid, and Mirza Sohrab, staying here with Abdu'l-Bahá. Our wonderful day was not even yet over, for Abdu'l-Bahá walked in the cage for a long time, talking to us of most interesting things. Needless to say, these, as well as the addresses earlier, Mirza Sohrab took down, and I think all will be printed in the Star of the West. It became cooler, and he suggested that we go in, as Mrs. Ford and I were not warmly dressed. Again in the drawing room, he talked to us, and then asked for some coffee. I asked him to have it in the dining room while we were having supper. Mirza Valiullah asked to be excused, having important letters, and Abdu'l-Bahá, Dr. Farid, and Mirza Sohrab came in. Abdu'l-Bahá was much interested in the chafing dish which Jeffrey used to cook eggs, and said he was going to have that kind of stove. It would be useful on the steamer, etc. We returned to the drawing room, and after a short time he said he wished to return home. He did not wish to drive, so a lantern was brought.